live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
If you listen to this program regularly, you know we cover a lot of different things, from talking to local lawmakers, folks in business and industry, entertainment folks, and a variety of other topics as well. And we were able to put together an interview today, a couple of interviews that I guess, in some ways, I'm not going to say I was looking forward to them because of the situation. And that, of course, relates to the disaster on Maui and the many that have died and the damage there. But we're going to talk about now what with the Red Cross. We've got a couple of Red Cross folks with us. Daryl Fuller, Red Cross volunteer for the Cascades region. He's in the Salem area. Daryl, thanks for being on.
Well, Kyle, thank you very much for inviting the Red Cross to talk a little bit about what we're doing, not only on Maui, but really across the country, because Maui is certainly the one that's getting the most attention right now. But we have disaster responses in multiple states right now.
So talk about what's happening, what kinds of things are going on in Maui right now from the Red Cross.
Well, let's remember that Maui is just 6 days old. We're not even a week from the fire starting, so everybody is still in quick response mode, and the nature of being on an island certainly makes a challenge to get people and resources there. But the Red Cross has over 300 responders on the island already. We've already taken care of housing and food for thousands of people since the fire started. We've got shelters in multiple locations. We're providing not only food and places for people to stay, but we have people there that provide spiritual assistance. We have people there that are providing first aid when we need to. But one of the things that I've noticed that's really interesting about this response is how much more we're doing what we call reunification, where people can't find their relatives. Cell towers are down, regular communication lines have been cut. And so people, more than what we traditionally see on the mainland, are just using Red Cross resources to find their loved ones and to make sure that their loved ones are okay. So our call center, and people can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, press number 4, if they're looking to find somebody on the islands that they know and can't get a hold of. We do reunification efforts, and that's been a big part of what we've done in the last 6 days.
How quickly was the organization able to mobilize?
Well, we have, Red Cross volunteers in every state. So our Red Cross volunteers on Maui, started working instantly in terms of opening up shelters, literally within hours of being able to safely do so and finding locations that we knew were safe to start to shelter people. Obviously, while the fires are raging, we have to be cognizant of where they're going to go. You don't want to open a shelter where you're going to have to turn around and shut it down again. But our local responders were activated immediately. The first people from the mainland started flying over the next day. And so we have the ability on all of our disasters, we start locally and then build up depending on the size. This has already been declared a level 7 disaster for the Red Cross, which is the largest disaster that we deal with. We anticipate we'll spend in excess of $10 million responding. All of that within 6 days. So we've determined that this is going to be a huge response for us to make sure we take care of the people that were impacted in Maui.
Now, given the location, this effort has to have had some added logistical issues, including the fact that it's a 7-hour flight out of Portland just to get there.
Well, and a 7-hour flight to get back. I mean, one of the interesting things, again, being such that it is in Maui, a lot of the people that were in our shelters initially were tourists where they just couldn't get off the island. And so as the airlines are able to bring passengers to either other islands or back home to the mainland, our shelter numbers will decrease to some degree, perhaps more quickly than you might in other disasters, as people that were in large hotels and condominiums that were destroyed are able to get home. And at the same time, there's been a lot of call, as you probably know, for people that have reservations to vacation in Maui to release those so that people who have lost their houses, and there are 2,700 structures destroyed, most of those are homes, those people don't have a place to go back to. So they're going to need places to stay for longer periods of time. You don't want to be in a shelter for months and months and months. So as people are giving up their vacations and their timeshares to allow local residents a place to stay while we're arranging longer-term housing for them, it certainly is a blessing for those people.
Now, the longer-term housing seems to be a bit of an upward lift, I imagine, because the island has a limited population. Other communities are a ways away, but they don't have a lot of excess housing. And in fact, just like lots of the U.S., in Maui, there's been kind of a shortage of housing.
No, that's absolutely a problem. It's a long-term problem. Red Cross will certainly be a partner with other government agencies and other nonprofits to look for longer-term solutions. We don't like turning anybody out of our shelters unless they've got a place to go. But you're absolutely right. There is going to be a problem with finding shelter. Some of those people will move to other islands, either temporarily or perhaps permanently. We'll have to bring, or not the Red Cross, but other organizations will have to bring in the equipment and the resources needed to do the building. But even in Detroit here in Oregon, right, when we had the Detroit fires a couple of years ago that just decimated communities here in the Willamette Valley, there weren't hotels for people to stay in because the hotel in Detroit was burned down. There weren't, you know, rental houses. Everything was gone. So we experienced something similar to that just a couple of years ago here in Marion County. And so it's going to be a long, long recovery for the folks in Hawaii. There's no question about it.
Well, when the Archie Creek fire hit east of Roseburg back in 2020, much the same story there because lots of homes were destroyed and a housing shortage particularly bad in the Roseburg area. And I'm well aware that a lot of folks were in motels for many, many months around here. So a lot is going to need to be done, and because of its location, rebuilding Maui is a particular challenge, just getting materials and infrastructure there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, everything will have to be shipped there, obviously, from the mainland. I mean, some things can be sourced locally, but most of what they need will have to be shipped in from the United States or from elsewhere. And so that's going to take, it's going to be a long time. And whether it was the Willamette Valley, whether it was Roseburg, whether it was the fires down in Medford, I mean, we all got hit pretty hard in 2020. It was the first time that Oregon had a level 7 disaster from the Red Cross. We typically export volunteers and expertise to disasters in other places. But the fires we had in 2020, we actually had to import volunteers. We had hundreds of volunteers from around the country on the ground in Oregon during those fires to help us. And now it's our turn to help them.
So how can people assist the Red Cross? Go over ways folks can donate.
So, yeah, donations are the best, right? It collecting clothes or items and shipping them to Hawaii probably doesn't make a lot of sense. But people can. The simplest way to donate is just to text the word Hawaii to 90999, and you'll make a $10 donation to our efforts in Hawaii. So all they have to do is text the word Hawaii to 90999. They can go to our website, which is redcross.org. There's a donate button. And if you hit donate now, there'll be a drop-down menu, and you can specifically choose Hawaii and make a donation specifically for our Hawaii disaster response. But I will tell you, I was just on a call at the top of the hour with some of our national leadership who were saying that Hawaii is just the first, right? The ocean waters are warm. We're expecting more hurricanes. It's going to be a long disaster season for the Red Cross. So if you're comfortable making a donation without making it specific to Hawaii, it may not go to Maui, but it might go to the next one. We have shelters open in 23 different locations in 5 or 6 states right now. So there are other disasters that we're currently responding to, and we know that as the summer turns into autumn, that there will be more disasters and more need for people to donate. And then, of course, they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and they can make a donation over the phone. So any of those three efforts, and we appreciate any amount.
All right, Daryl Fuller from the Red Cross up in the Salem area. Daryl, thanks for being on.
I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great conversation with my colleague who's actually in Maui.
That's right. We're going to do that next on Inside Douglas County. Talk to Jessica Tate from the Red Cross. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Peter Greenberg with Eye on Travel at 4. We're talking about the disaster on Maui and the work the American Red Cross is doing there. And we're going to Maui right now. Jessica Tate with the Red Cross over in the airport area. I will never forget the first time I went to Maui 4 years ago and that airport and walking out of the airport facility and looking around and suddenly realizing why Maui was such a special place. It almost gets me choked up a bit just to think about that right now. Jessica, what's your role with the Red Cross?
Hi, so I am what we call the Disaster Event-Based Volunteer Manager. So we have over 6,000 people on both Oahu and Maui, about 3,000 each, who have come out of the community who want to help. So we call them disaster event-based volunteers. And I am responsible for the team of folks that helps to organize them and get them placed.
Now, how did you get involved with the organization?
Well, I started in the organization in 2005 as an AmeriCorps member during Hurricane Katrina. So that was my first experience with the Red Cross, was responding to Baton Rouge in New Orleans.
Wow. So talk about the kinds of things that you've been doing. And by the way, when did you head off? When did you get to Maui?
I don't even know what day it is today. Monday, right?
Monday,
so
it is.
I got to Maui on Saturday evening. I arrived in Honolulu on Wednesday evening. So I was in Honolulu for a few days where we did a bunch of trainings for the event-based volunteers as they were coming in. I believe we trained about 500 people in two and a half days. But the need on Oahu ended up being much less than we expected, which is great. So we have focused our efforts on Maui, and I got here, like I said, on Saturday. What we're doing is working with the different functions. So, you know, the folks that are feeding people, the folks that are sheltering people, we have what's called damage assessment going out and, looking at what the damage is, distribution of emergency supplies. And we try to pair those experienced Red Cross volunteers up with some local folks who want to help.
Now, had you ever been on Maui before?
I've never been to Hawaii before.
So what was your first impression when you got there? And though you're a number of miles away from Lahaina, just sort of your overall first impression of the situation?
The people here are just so, it's their community. So we're really trying to be respectful. It's, you know, as we all know, this is going to be the largest fatality in the history of the United States, I believe, at least within the last 100 years. It's beautiful. I mean, we're in paradise, but what's going on is tragic. People just want to help. They want to do whatever they can to help, and people are just gracious and happy for any assistance that we can give them.
Any idea how long you'll be over there, or is it kind of open-ended?
So when you are, we call it being deployed. We typically require a 2-week commitment, but when we send folks to islands like Guam or the Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico or Hawaii, we do ask for a 3-week commitment. I am a paid staff Red Cross employee, and I had a previous commitment, so I will be here through the 25th. So I'll be here for about 2.5 full weeks.
Now,
the Red Cross itself will be here as long as they need us.
Now, I know when you're working in a particular area, as you described your role, you're very focused on that. So I'm guessing it's possible you haven't actually been in Lahaina yet.
Not yet. I just arrived yesterday morning. I think I might have said Saturday, but I did just arrive yesterday morning. And we're still working out car situations, transportation. So I did send out a team to this morning. We sent out 6 event-based volunteers with our spiritual care team. They went out to Lahaina, and they're going to be there all day. just seeing what the needs are. I will likely go out sometime this week because I just want to get eyes on where we're sending our volunteers and making sure that the folks that we're sending them to know how to engage them and make sure that they're having a good experience.
It's rather ironic that this is your first trip to Maui and you're dealing with this kind of situation versus the fact that most people arrive and realize they are in paradise.
It is, yeah. It's not the first time that's happened. First time I went to New Orleans was Hurricane Katrina. So it's interesting to experience special places like this during times of disaster.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges the Red Cross is facing over there?
Well, it's an island, so supplies. You know, we're working very hard with our partners to make sure that we can get the supplies that are needed to the community that we need. Also, just the extent of the disaster. You know, it's tough to respond whenever you have as many fatalities as they're expecting. So we just want to make sure that we're protecting our workforce, protecting our clients, and making sure that everybody is taking care of themselves as well.
And as I was talking with Daryl Fuller in our first segment, one of the aspects there being on an island and knowing the area to some extent after a couple trips there is the fact that there's not a lot of extra places to stay.
Yeah, we're staying at a Boy Scout camp right now. So I always wanted to go to camp whenever I was a kid. And now I'm getting to experience that. This isn't my disaster. You know, I didn't lose my home. I didn't potentially lose family members or animals, my business or my car. So, most of the volunteers that are here have the same mindset. We can, sleep on a cot or we can sleep on a floor, but we eventually will get to go home to our loved ones. And that's what, we're here to help people who experienced, a horrible tragedy. And sleeping on a cot is not a horrible tragedy.
I was thinking particularly of folks who are you're housing there right now, in shelters at this point, and hoping to see the potential to work with some of the places where tourists aren't going to be going for a while to house folks in some of those motels for a period of months.
So right now we have, three shelters open. I haven't looked at the updated list. Three or four shelters open for clients. And those will be able to stay open as long as we need them to be. But everything is always fluid. So when I say something like that, it can change in 2 days if somebody decides that they need their space back. But we have folks at, a Coliseum and some schools, and we're keeping them as comfortable as possible. FEMA is also here on the ground, and that's, long-term situation is really more their bandwidth.
And how does the Red Cross interact with groups like FEMA? And I know there's some faith-based groups both on the island and from outside that are there as well. Do you feel like all the groups kind of work together reasonably well?
Absolutely. We have, so when you volunteer with the Red Cross, you work for the Red Cross, we have very specialized things. Like I was saying, I do the disaster event-based volunteers. We have a whole group of people that work with the operations center. They work with external partners, and that's what their job is. So, we're always communicating. We're partnering with the Salvation Army for feeding purposes for some places. We're working with them really well.
Any other things people ought to know about the situation and what you're facing over there right now?
And just keep them in your hearts and understand that, this is not something that is going to be a quick fix. The people of Hawaii need all of our support. Donate to the Red Cross if you can. We try to give them financial help so they can determine what their own recovery looks like, as opposed to, giving them a mattress if they don't need one. So, I know that we all want to give clothes and things like that, but financial donations are really the best way to go.
All right. So you're going to be over there for a few more weeks, and maybe we'll be able to check in with you again at some point, especially after you've made it over to Lahaina.
Sure. That would be great. I appreciate the time.
And as we have said before, folks can donate to the Red Cross through the web, by text, by phone. A lot of options there for people who want to help. We'll also be posting that with our podcast as well. 1257, Jessica Tate, live from Maui. Thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me.
News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.